Welcome to Dating While Black's Love Chronicles, where we explore remarkable love stories. In today's episode, we talk about the journey of Malik and Nia and their love, how it conquers and bridges cultural differences. If you're with it, stay tuned.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So today I want to talk about a couple by the name of Nia and Malik. And I want to give you a little bit of background on both of them. I want to talk about how they met and then some of the challenges that they were faced with and able to overcome. The title of this Love Chronicles, brought to you by Dating While Black, is Love Across Barriers. So the barrier is, let me just give you a buzzkill, is their background, their cultural differences. And for many of you who may have dated people from different backgrounds, understand that there are some differences as it relates to expectations and societal norms between the party. It just is what it is. And if you're able to navigate and overcome some of those differences, along with what generally happens in life in general, then you can possibly have a fulfilling long-term relationship. Nia is a 30-something African-American writer with a passion for words. She has done an amazing job in her journey on journalism, right? She met this wonderful guy by the name of Malik at a convention. Malik is a photographer from Jamaica, and he has a keen eye for life's beauty. He enjoys taking pictures of art, life, anything that has to deal with beauty. He is on it. And he picked this up from his uncle, who is a famous photographer over back where he's from. The connection that they met sparked the connection from their initial meeting at this convention that took place in DC sparked an undeniable chemistry, which fueled their shared love for storytelling and the arts. When they met, and it was just kind of interesting how they met, they ended up at this convention, they ended up having booths. They were vendors and they had their booths, and their booths were directly across from each other. And as most people do, they especially if you're a business owner or you're a presenter or whatever, you speak with other vendors at the event. And she was drawn by his art. Long story short, she got his business card. They started talking. It was a 3-day event. By the third day, they had exchanged each other's number. On that final day, they went out for dinner. Now, he lives in Jamaica, so, you know, it wasn't like he lived there, but they still remain in contact over a period of about 12 months. She ended up taking a girl's trip over to Jamaica, not too far from where he lives. They reconnected, and he showed her and her friends a wonderful time during the vacation. At that point, at least for Mia, her attraction grew. From the moment in which she made it back to the States, she could not stop thinking about him. And the same was for him. They eventually started to take this thing serious and started dating. And within a few short months after her return from Jamaica, they were an item. As they grew closer, they discovered the nuances, I would say, of their respective backgrounds. Nia, with her African-American heritage, brought a rich background, I would say, for lack of a better word, of her joy of soulful music, rap, family gatherings, and a resilience in the face of historical struggles. Malik, on the other hand, immersed himself with the vibrant rhythms of Jamaican culture with his reggae beats, mouth-watering food, and he had a relaxed island vibe. Now, navigating the relationship wasn't always perfect. It wasn't always smooth sailing. They faced an incident where a misunderstanding arose due to cultural differences and communication preferences. Nia came from a direct household where her mom and dad were direct communicators, right? They voiced their concerns openly with respect, and she picked up on that style of communication. While Malik, on the backhand, was influenced by his parents' upbringing, where if there were any type of discussions as it relates to that that may have caused tension, he never saw that. So Malik interpreted as, my parents never fought, we never had issues. And he was robbed of the opportunity of seeing firsthand how loving adults handle conflict. So in his history of dating and relationships, if there were conflicts, he didn't know how to handle it. So he would prefer not to address issues. This clash in communication led to tensions that led to misunderstandings, and it tested the strength of their bond. See, Nia wanted to address issues, whereas Malik tended to avoid confrontations. Communication challenges can arise in even the most loving relationships, especially when cultural backgrounds come into play. In some cultures, it is unheard of for a woman to openly express her disappointment. We all understand that there are cultural differences that are in alignment with a person's values, views, and beliefs. And in any scenario in which what one person grew up to believe to be a norm and the other person grew up to believe something completely different, it's quite understandable how conflicts can arise. But this happens also when there's no cultural difference, right? It seems as though with their particular situation, it could be a fusion of both. However, instead of allowing this incident to drive them apart, they both recognized the importance of open and honest dialogue. They took the time to truly listen to each other's perspectives. They sought to understand the cultural nuances that influenced their communication styles, right? And through patience and empathy, they were able to bridge the gap, learning how to effectively communicate their feelings and their needs. Nia and Malik's willingness to address their communication differences and find common ground demonstrates their commitment to the relationship. It also highlights for us the power of effective communication and the growth that can come from understanding each other's own unique perspectives. The incident became a turning point in their relationship, solidifying their commitment to each other and their willingness to work out challenges. It reinforced their understanding that love requires continuous effort and willingness to grow together. You know, after they made it official, they would take trips to see each other. Sometimes she would go over there, and other times he would come to the States and visit her. 2 years of this, the FaceTime, the travel, the WhatsApp, they decided that they could not imagine spending their life with anyone else but each other. Malik would find work over here in the U.S. He ended up landing a great job for a major publication, affording Nia the opportunity to focus on her craft as a writer. As their love story unfolds, they celebrated their cultural differences. They relished in the music of Bob Marley, right? Fusing it with the sounds of R&B and the vibrant beats of African American artists, both old and new. They explored the flavors of their respective cuisines, savoring the mouth-watering fusion of Jamaican jerk seasoning with soul food. Nia and Malik's appreciation of each other's cultural delights showcases the beauty of cultural fusion in relationships. It demonstrates how embracing and celebrating differences can create a harmonious blend that enriches their love story. Their journey also involved understanding and appreciation of the historical struggles and triumphs of their backgrounds. They delved into discussions about civil rights movement, Rastafarian philosophy, and the beauty of African American literature and arts. Through these conversations, they cultivated a profound respect for each other's heritage, allowing their love to become a bridge between their cultures. Nia and Malik's exploration of their cultural histories deepens their connection and fosters a profound respect for each other's backgrounds. It teaches us the importance of empathy, education, and celebrating cultural diversity. Since then, Nia and Malik has got married, have two beautiful children, and have continued their love story, celebrating the vibrant blend of their backgrounds. They've learned to navigate through the intricacies of their cultural norms and finding common ground and embracing the beauty of their shared experiences. Their journey showcases the transformative power of love in embracing diversity, and it reminds us the strength that comes from understanding and appreciating our differences. The love story of Nia and Malik reminds us that love transcends barriers and embraces the beauty of cultural differences. Their journey teaches us the importance of open-mindedness, respect, and effective communication in overcoming challenges. Join us next time on Love Chronicles, where we explore more incredible tales that showcase the transformative power of love. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any
episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhilblackpodcast.com. Bye.